We now welcome on the call the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Mike London. Good morning, Coach London.
Good morning.
Good morning. An unexpected week for you guys off this week. How did you deal with that with your staff and your players? And what did you get done over the past week?
Sure. We all know, we've all talked about the unexpected, the unprecedented, and the ability to adapt and adjust. And so we had to adjust knowing that we were going to play James Madison and kind of treat it like a bye, opportunity. That's what it was basically for us. And then you worry about yourselves. You worry about, correcting the things that you had a chance to look at on tape and make sure that your efficiency, your execution is up to the standard, which is going to allow you to compete and win. It allows some guys that were nicked up to be able to heal and get back to an opportunity where they have a chance to play this Saturday. So it is, like I said, you get ready. And then until they say you're not playing, you expect to play. When they say you're not playing, then you go on to the next opportunities to get yourself ready. And that's what we spend dedicated time for this week.
First question this morning from Dave Johnson. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Mike. Your running game, looking back a couple weeks, how did you, when looking at your running game, what are your evaluations? Seemed like there were some nice gains and then some not so much. And obviously the line was in flux in that game too. How do you see that?
Yeah, we have to be able to run the ball to be effective. We have to be able to run the ball to take some time off the clock. Again, we can talk about the players that weren't there, but obviously the bottom line is, the guys that are there, we have to be able to execute. And, having those dedicated group of offensive linemen back, we feel better about the opportunity to have a dedicated running game once again. So it's always going to be critical to be able to run the ball and control the clock and have opportunities to be physical. I think we have a really good offensive line, and when they're healthy, that's the key. And looks like this week, as we get ready to go into this preparation, that our linemen will be healthy and up to the point where we'll be able to play the guys that we thought we would be able to play and the ones that have demonstrated performance in the past. So, back a few weeks ago, the whole offensive line could not practice, because of different issues. But now, over the last few weeks, guys have gotten back from injuries, guys have gotten back from protocols and procedures that have allowed them to be out on the field and play and practice full speed. So, this week of preparation will be critical for us as well.
You went with three backs kind of rotating a little bit, Emo getting a lot of time as well. Is that what you're hoping will be your MO this year, with kind of a three-headed monster there?
Well, part of that is, the ability to get players that are good players some game reps and opportunities to get experience. You had Donovan Lester, Owen Wright, and also a young man, Malachi Emo, who we're going to get the ball, two more, because he's a guy that can just flat out run. He's probably one of the fastest players, if not on our team. So, the running game, the running backs, and the offensive line, they all speak together. They go hand in glove. And the opportunities to keep working on an offensive line now that's quote unquote healthy going into this week of practice with some really good running backs, lends itself for us having some sort of success. So we're happy about that progress, and we're happy about, whoever's back there running the ball because of the healthier status in terms of our O-line guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Next question, Mike from John O'Connor. Go ahead, John.
Hello, Mike. If I could slip one in with your permission, Rob, about your athletic director situation. I wonder what you think of the job that Jeremy Martin did as interim and continues to do as interim AD under unusual circumstances.
Yeah, John, no doubt. Jeremy came in to handle a situation that needed to bring everybody together, stakeholders, student athletes, alumni, fans. And I give a lot of credit to him to be able to bring people together and paint a vision of just saying, listen, ultimately it's about the student athletes' experiences here. And, tough decisions were made, and now we're in the process of finding, having a search committee or search firm or whatever that may be, of finding an athletic director that can move this, you know, this athletic department forward. And as long as well as the mission statement that President Rowe has, you know, for athletics and its involvement at William & Mary. But very appreciative of Jeremy, the communications that I've had with him, the frank conversations, those things that, that he's entrusted me to has been, you know, has been vital to hopefully moving forward and finding the new leader, you know, for this athletic department.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Mike, with the week off after playing just one game, I'm sure you were able to go back and sort of analyze where things were at in live competition. What did you like about what you saw maybe on offense and on defense, and what were a couple of things that you kind of stressed this week to work on?
Yeah, you know, Rob, always when you go back, you have time to, you know, to look at yourself, film study yourself, go back even on the practices that you had that were available. The ability to correct some things to be make yourself more efficient, you know, open field running where receivers are on blockers to make sure that they're on those blocks and allow the running backs to, you know, to read their blocks and dip and slip. The importance of setting the edge and who's got force, you know, you reiterate those things once again through film and through demonstrated reps and, you know, the opportunities for our players to see, you know, how force containment of the quarterback, all those things are critically important. And the other thing is, you know, we got more. We played a lot of freshmen, a lot of players that are first time playing college football games and in a college football game. And the plan is to continue to keep doing that. I know Russ alluded to the commitment to getting young players to play because of the spring season. We normally have 15 practices in a normal spring practice session and a spring game or three scrimmages. So now we're competing, we're playing against other teams where you have young players that can get that kind of experience going against really, really good talented football teams. So we're kind of in the same mindset of playing a lot of young players, played a true left tackle, freshman, safeties, corners, everyone on our team are players that are playing for their first time. And that's going to be kind of what we're going to do to bring along their development. And again, we look forward to playing, you know, a tough Elon team. You know, I know you might segue into asking about maybe Elon, but, you know, this is a team we know, you know, went to five overtimes last year. And, Coach Tony does a great job of coaching his players. I mean, it sounds like he's gone through some things like a lot of us have as well about injuries and replacing players and playing with backups or those that can go in a game and provide you some competitive success on a play-by-play basis. But got a very good defense, number 67 for them. I believe Cox is his name. He's active. He gets after it. Their safeties will come down and hit you. Good linebackers. Offensively, you know, you see what's going on with them. I know they got a receiver set that's really good and go deep and can make those tough catches. They've had issues with the quarterback. But, you know, if your quarterback can be in sync with what the game plan is, be able to run the ball, play action pass, get it to your best receivers. They're very, very capable of doing that because they have skill set that allows them to do that. So, and their kicking game, obviously their punter, one of the best, probably in FCS football. You just look at his stats and you look at what's going on with his leg. The field position part of it, I know is critical to them as it is for us. So got a, you know, tough opponent, our first home game here. You know, so we'll see what that atmosphere looks like. We don't have to travel far, but, it's another chance to be competitive and play against a tough Elon team that had James Madison going back, you know, back and forth there. So looking forward to it.
All right, Mike, thanks as always for taking time with us this morning and look forward to it next week.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Right, thanks. Thank you too.